Welcome to the new series, Mishnah Chachma, on the Parsha, Mishnah Chachma at your Shabbos table, if you will. We're going to start here with Parsha Noach, Parak Tet Pasuk Zayin. We have the mitzvah Purur Avu that was given to Bnei Noach. In fact, it's given to them twice. In Parak Tet Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayivarech Elokim Noach v'et banav, v'yomer lahem, Purur Avu melu et haaretz. And again, in Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'atem Purur Avu shertzu v'aretz revuva. So the Mishnah Chachma discusses the halachic idea as to whom is commanded in the mitzvah Purur Revu. Just, we know the halacha is that it's the men that are commanded. The women are commanded in Purur Revu. And why is that so? It's because of Derecha Darchei Noam V'chol Nativo Te'a Shalom. What does one have to do with the other? Because the ways of the Torah are nice, only men are commanded. And he says, as a yesod, as a klal, as a general rule, this is the principle. The Torah doesn't demand things that are too taxing on your body for you to do. The Torah doesn't expect you to do anything that your body can't handle. And therefore, we have a few rules that show this idea. For example, we know there's Gemara in Chulin that says that everything that the Torah made usur, it made something mutter that's the same. Like there's things that certain fish that may taste like pig, or you can't marry your sister, but you can marry your yavama, etc. So there's a few there in the list there. So that's point number one. Number two, the Torah didn't say to anyone except for Moshe Rabbeinu for a certain time period. But there's nobody in the world who the Torah said, you can never have relations. Having sexual relations is part of being who we are as human beings. We have a natural inclination to want to have relations. The Torah may tell us, yes, but only do it during certain times of month, with Anisha Tahora, who is your wife, etc. But there's nobody who the Torah told, never have relations. In fact, further, says the Mishnah Chachma, there are people in the time of war. The Torah was matir eshet yifat Torah, and the top Chazal tell us lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzer hara. The Torah knows that during the time of war, so much is going on. You might have the inclination to be with the eshet yifat Torah, and the Torah allows it under a specific set of circumstances. Yes, there's a machloket whether that means that you're allowed in the time of war, and then later you have to do that whole process of the eshet yifat Torah, or that whole process is even for being with her in the time of war. That's all a different discussion. But we have as a principle that the Torah doesn't expect you to do something that's too difficult for your body to have it. And that's one thing we learn from Derecha Derecha Noam. And further, Derecha Derecha Noam tells us that let's say a person a woman is married to a man, and they have a kid, and then the kid dies. And then the man dies, and now he's a man without any children. So normally she should have to do Yibum to continue her husband's name, so she should have to marry his brother. So the Pasuk tells us, Derecher Derecheinom, we don't make such a person do Yibum. So with all that in mind, we can now understand. Childbirth is dangerous for women. It's not so dangerous for the men. Okay, it's not dangerous at all, really. It's dangerous for the woman. The woman is mistaknot b'ibor v'leida. It's dangerous. Women die in childbirth. So therefore, how could the Torah command a woman to do something at a time when, as according to the Tosot, mita shchicha, mita is common at such a time. So therefore, the Torah can't command her, peru revu, they can't command her to do something dangerous. So she is, in fact, according to strict halacha, she's allowed to take something that would make her unable to conceive. Kos akarin, we call it. A man isn't allowed to take that. Now, Hashem may have made them in their nature wanting to have children and wanting to be with their man and their husband, and therefore, we have the idea of tav meitav tandu. Or we know about Rachel Imenu that said, Havali banim v'im ayin meta anochi. Just give me children, if not, I'm going to die. That netia, it could be that's a much stronger phenomenon among women. But nonetheless, Ein nashim mitzuvot b'pri ravia is a klal that we have because we can't expect them, the Torah doesn't expect them to put themselves in danger. And that is why the source for the idea of women being pater from Puravu, the Gemara says in Yevamot Samachayim Adbet, what's the pasuk that women aren't chayim in Puravu? It's Ani Kel Shechai Puravu, and it doesn't say the pasuk of Puravu. What's the pasuk of Puravu? The first time we have it is with Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava were told Puravu, that was before the sin of Chava, and therefore, that was before there was Tzar Leda. Part of Chava's punishment for eating the fruit was that now she would have Tzar Leda. So the source for Puravu, the source for telling us to be fruitful and multiply, is not from Bereshit, it comes from Noach. And what did we say was the first pasuk in this perek? Vayivarek Elokim and Noach v'yet banav. Noach and his sons, vayomer lahem Puravu. It's specifically to the sons that we're commanding Puravu, not to the women, because they have Tzar Leda, and it's so it hurts, and it's dangerous, and in fact, you might have, many reasons that she might not want to do it. She might even swear not to do it again. We say that might be a reason why she brings a korban afterwards, according to the Gemara Nida. So therefore, when it comes to Noach, he didn't say to them Puravu like he had said in Bereshit, Vayomer lahem Puravu, but rather Vayivarech and Noach vet banav, but the women it doesn't mention. So just like we don't have a mitzvah, says the Meshech Chachma, to fast, except for one. We have one time we have a mitzvah to fast. When is that? That is Yom Kippur. You know what we do the day before we fast? There's a mitzvah to eat, and the Torah warns us and requires us to eat so much. So yes, we have this one exception to the rule where the Torah has us fast. In general, the Torah does not command us to do anything that is dangerous. The Torah wants what's in our best interest. That is a fundamental belief of ours, that the Torah is not looking to make our lives miserable. The Torah is looking out for what's best of us, best for us. In fact, it knows better what's best for us than we do. And therefore, we follow the mitzvot of the Torah. But with that in mind, we can understand Puravu is on the men. Because for men, there's no danger involved. There's no tsar involved. Puravu is not on the women. Because for them, there's tsar involved and there's danger involved. And the Torah doesn't expect, meaning it may want it, because we want the woman to have a child and perpetuate Am Yisrael, and that's very important. But she can't be commanded in that, because the Torah does not command us to do something which can be detrimental to ourselves. And that's a very important yesod that we learned from the Meshech Chachma. And now that we're starting the series, we have a long way to go, but hopefully we'll see many more fascinating Meshech Chachmas just like this one this year. Looking forward to learning with you for the rest of the year. Shkach.